You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. It's the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're going to go out to outside lands, heading out pretty soon, have a great time. It's a big deal.
I blew it. Should have put my name on that list.
I know. Turns out you had to do it 2 weeks ago. Well, it's supposed to be actually pretty warm when the sun is out, and it's been really nice in San Francisco itself this whole week. The thing is, if you're driving in from Walnut Creek, you're like, oh, it's hot now. It's not that hot.
Don't be that hot.
You know, bring some layers. Go to their website, check out what you can and can't bring.
Let me ask, I'll ask the room, would you ever go to an outside lands type event, an all-day event, in a sandal?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even go to like the one day things that we used to do there, summer thing, and now and then.
That's crazy.
Like, I need a closed toe
when you're
shoe.
At outside lands, and you'll see it this weekend. You will see the people in flip flops or other sandal types, and you just go
and bikini tops and shorts.
You're gonna and you see it even at Disneyland. You'll see it where you go. You're gonna walk all day in sandals. Mm. All right.
Well, and at Disneyland, at least you're walking on like a hard surface,
right?
But there, I mean, a lot of times you're climbing through the woods to get to the next floor. Quickly, could make a shortcut through this grove.
I'm a sandal guy, you know, usually a beach person type. But man, I don't know who does that.
Well, people, you know, they want it's looks over for is it function over form? No, form over function. I can't remember which one it is. I want to look good. Basically.
We are on a roll this morning.
We are.
What?
And the roll is just going to get faster and faster, Vin, as time goes by.
Put some butter on that roll.
How about some Disneyland tickets? We're doing these all day. All day. And it's Friday. All day. We started at 7:05. We continue clear through to 6:05 this evening. Every hour at about 05. I get it. We're a little late now. We've got Disneyland tickets for you. By way of a code word, this hour's code word is Jack. J-A-C-K. Take the word Jack. Text it to our contest line. 20357. Text Jack to 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, which includes a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Jack. And the contest line is always 20357. All right, let us begin with just quickly. I thought this was a big story today. It was revealed that Kelly Clarkson helped care for her ex, Brandon Blackstock, as he fought melanoma, and he did pass. The family announced it yesterday. I don't have much more information about him or his death in particular. We do know they had a terrible divorce a few years back in 2022, and it looks like he was diagnosed that year with melanoma. She has had a tough year. Kelly Clarkson, if you don't know, has a daily talk show, has for a number of years. In fact, they just celebrated the 1,000th episode of it. and she has taken a lot of time off of late. She was very closed-mouthed about why. She called it personal. But it, her quote in this particular story, let me find the exact quote. While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year my children's father has been ill, and at this moment I need to be fully present for them. So, and this was as part of the statement that she made to postpone the remainder of the August studio session dates in Las Vegas. Clearly the end was near, and she made the choice to be with her kids, which I think is, you know, the adult thing to do. So rest in peace, Brandon Blackstock, and Kelly, keep on doing the right thing.
Well, good for her that not only that she's financially able to just say, I can't work right now, mm-hmm. and I don't have to work right now, and mm-hmm. I can be there for it. Like, that's a lot of people are struggling with these same kind of problems and don't have the luxury of saying,
right,
I'm going to take some time.
They got to go to work every day.
I don't know how, I don't know where No Name's situation is, but we know he's got a family, very, his wife is struggling. And
she has for years.
And he is, his family's going through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, it's, that's like the tragedy of life is mm-hmm. that.
You can't tap out and go.
Right.
I'll just concentrate on this.
Well, and that also, you know, as we grew up, was I can't remember what the story was you were doing yesterday, but like about young people who are like, they fear getting old. And it, that doesn't get less as you get older, as like things start, the wheels start to come off and you're like, well, I do also really fear it now. I don't have that time buffer in between. And that's if you get to live like your full life.
Right.
And, you know, make it up into the big numbers. Okay. So my heart goes out to you, Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Way to do the right thing, and may your life get easier from here on out. This is not funny, and we were just talking about Armie Hammer, I want to say yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, he was in Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yeah, I think we all killed him. No, I think I might have married him. I can't remember.
I banged him.
Oh, all right.
I mean, kissed him.
Armie Hammer went on a podcast.
Yeah.
This was, let's see. I think this might, let's see. He was on Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
With Timothée Chalamet.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find the name of the podcast here. I can't see who's hosting it. But, and it's important because he has said some stuff that is, I'm like, stop talking, dude.
Oh, he did it again?
Listen to this. He says, so he's on some podcast. He was reflecting on a time in his life when he smoked upwards of like 15 to 20 joints a day. He said, I loved marijuana roofying people. And he starts laughing. But then he's talking about Rohypnol. I loved poisoning people. And then I guess he has a friend on the podcast with him, someone named Ashton Ramsey, maybe?
Yeah, the podcast is his. It's called Armie Hammer Time.
Oh, he's on his own podcast talking about this.
Yeah, that's what came up when I looked it up just now.
So his friend, Ashton, is saying, don't say that. Self-censor.
I don't understand. It's a podcast. Why did they post it?
Right.
I mean, they can edit. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Why are you doing this? And then mostly it was about smoking pot, which fine, smoke pot, smoke all the pot you want. Don't talk about poisoning people and don't talk about date raping people.
Well, and for the record, if you need to hear this, don't poison people.
Right.
Don't give people stuff without them consenting to it.
Right.
That's absolutely wrong.
Yes.
If someone spiked a drink of, look, I don't like to really get into it, even though I end up talking about it more than I want to. I'm an alcoholic. If there is no safe amount of alcohol that I could take, if you poisoned me as a gag, I might end up on a 3-year downward spiral because you thought you were being funny.
Right.
Like, that is a really scary thing to think there's someone out there going, this is hysterical. It's not hysterical at all.
I just started a new Stephen King book, And it starts out, I think the first scene's at an AA meeting.
Oh, okay.
Because he's famously a sober dude. And a lot of his characters are. And one of the things he says is, and I think this is a, like a thing from AA, is one drink is too many and 1,000 is not enough.
Yep.
It's a thing from there.
My bell's upside down. I had to it hit worked, the though. Other side though.
Kind of.
Yeah, but no, that's correct. You are correct. Right. So yeah, I don't. That's it's very strange with what he's been through and the correction that should have happened that he thinks this is still funny.
Right.
And he's someone who did. I thought he had to stop himself because he was using, and it caused him so much trouble.
Yeah. Well, didn't he like quit his life and go work at, he was working at like a hotel. Like,
and that was one, yeah, that's one of those things like, all right.
So this is, it's mostly about this, but it's not like, that's just so not a fun, nobody wants to hear you joking about poisoning people and date rape. Like, please stop talking.
So he's saying he roofied people.
He is saying that I loved marijuana roofying people. I loved poisoning people.
Those are the quotes. Wow. Okay.
He says he's been sober since 2021.
When it all went down?
Yeah.
And yet, that was, well, you know, okay, so he's talking about his irresponsible history. That's not the same as saying he's still doing it.
Right.
And yet, okay, well, we know what you were out there in the world doing, dude. Yuck.
Yeah. Please don't do that. Well, it's funny. He was talking about, he was in the Lone Ranger with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp played Tonto, I think. And he said, oh, I got him super stoned before a press junket. They never let me hang out with Johnny on the press tour after that. They would always keep us apart. They'd never let us do press together. They were like, you two cannot hang out anymore. I'm sure Johnny was like, keep me away from that guy.
Probably.
His comments come 4 years after his career was completely derailed over his ex-girlfriend's rape and cannibalism allegations while he was in the middle of a divorce with Elizabeth Chambers. He has a couple kids with her. He's denied the viral accusations. And I actually felt like, you know, the cannibalism stuff was the one that got all the talk. He said he would barbecue and eat her rib on a podcast. And so he denies that, but he says, let's see, he said in 2023, his alleged rape of the woman who I won't say her name, was a consensual scene. I mean, he's just, honestly, some people just don't know when to stop talking. Good luck, Army. Have a good life. I hope your podcast does well. Yes, Bob, your hand is up.
I've heard a little bit about Army Hammer's like history, and he is part of the Hammer family, like that they're like a billionaire empire.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, like, it's a very intense family with generations of trauma and at least mental, if not physical abuse. And I firmly believe that when you grow up in a family like that or in a situation like that, it leads to you having these misguided ideals and mental health issues of your own. And that's how people become these awful characters. And I just, and it obviously it doesn't excuse it, but I just, like, I always want to implore people that it's so important to protect children at, like, when they're growing up, because that's how we get crazy freaking people like this, is that we're not taking good enough care of children.
Right. No, I mean, it all starts from there.
If you're really interested, House of Hammer was a documentary series that came out, and it goes through the whole, that all of that stuff. It's a good doc.
From our documentary expert.
There you go.
Maddie Stout. Staudt. People who love The Office may or may not be looking forward to The Paper. It's about to debut. The Paper is, so it's as if you took the documentary filmers.
Yes.
And plunked them down at another location.
Yes.
I watched the trailer this morning. There are a ton of recognizable faces in there. So I want to tell you a few people who are in this. There's only one person who's, and I guess he's going to be a recurring role. It's Oscar Martinez. I think he played Oscar on there. So it's called The Paper. the trailer's up at the Ceremony Facebook page. It's a 10-episode mockumentary, so this is season one, if it works out. It's about a struggling newspaper staff in Toledo, Ohio. And it's cute. I thought, oh, that's exactly... They're looking for a few weird characters and everybody working in an office. And it's exactly, it may be exactly what you're looking for. There was a rumor that John Krasinski, who has
Jim.
Who has shot to superstardom since The Office.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying he hasn't, John Krasinski said he'd be open to reprising that role. Steve Carell was like, I won't do that. I'll just watch it as a fan. I'm not doing it. But the cast, there's a few people who, like Domhnall Gleeson is apparently the main guy. That is a name you may know if you are into, I've seen him in a few things. I saw him in Ex Machina, which is a very, I think it's Alicia Vikander. She plays like an AI robot-y type lady. And he plays this guy who's coming into, I think, right about the, he's like a writer or something. But he's very recognizable. Domhnall Gleeson. He's also been in About Time, which I know you've seen because you love time travel movies, Bob. He's been in some Star Wars sequels. He was in The Revenant. He was in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. He's one of those guys that you're like, I don't know that guy's name, but I absolutely recognize his face. Another person in there is Sabrina Impacciatore. She plays the demoted managing editor, Esmeralda Grand, and she is, you would know her as the manager of the hotel in the second season of White Lotus. Her character's great in that. It's a very serious, unfriendly character. And then in this, she seems goofy and sort of fun. So I was very surprised to see her. There she is right there. She's and actually, that looks, we're watching a clip from IMDb, but it looks like exactly what she's very smiley and outgoing, a complete opposite of her character on The White Lotus. Oscar Nunez, I'm sorry. He is Oscar Martinez. And he now works at the newspaper. And then it's a giant cast that fills it out because it's an office place full of workers. So if you're excited for that, it's called The Paper, and it debuts on September 4th on Peacock with 4 episodes, and then there'll be 2 more episodes released each week after that through September 25th, and the trailer's up at the Ceremony Facebook page.
As a huge Office fan, I will definitely be watching this.
I it's why I did the story. Mr. Office fan. Well, lots of people. I mean, it's like, the way Gilmore Girls is comfort food.
It's my comfort food.
Right.
Yeah.
You've said that a lot of times. I feel it. All right. Here we go. Justin Bieber is famous.
Yeah.
There are people who claim, I'll never wash this hand again, or I'll never wash this cheek. You know, if a celebrity touches them, like their favorite celebrity, they get to meet them and they go, I'll never.
Mm-hmm.
Why, he hugged me. I'll never wash this shirt again. Does the same magic touch come from Justin Bieber's butt? He visited the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls, Montana this past Wednesday. He wore about the biggest pair of pants you could ever wear. Not sure what he's going for with those. He's wearing kind of an oversized leather jacket on top and then just black pants that look like bolts of fabric that have just been sort of draped around his legs. They're just, they look like a trip hazard.
I believe Justin would say to you, okay, boomer.
That is possible. And I would say, I'm going to be calling you boomer when you fall on your face. Although, Maddie did make the point when we talked about these pants earlier.
That you don't know style?
Oh, no, I totally know style. That wasn't it. That he probably has a giant bodyguard on each arm just holding him up like, yeah, we don't want to get those pants.
It's like, you know, when a bride comes down, there's somebody
holding
the train.
They're holding the train, sure.
He's probably got some pants holders.
Right. Oh, you think they just pull up a leg on each pant?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Sure. Okay.
Because he can't walk.
He's wearing like a full tent on each leg.
I'm sure there's something really cool about wearing $2,000 pants and dragging them all over the ground. And being like,
what is it again?
I don't even care about these pants. I spent $5,000 on them and they can just drag on the ground. I'm only going to wear them today. I'm going to throw them away because I'm Justin Bieber.
So he visited the Roadhouse Diner where he's photographed there with all the workers. It's in Great Falls, Montana. He was there this past Wednesday. I don't know why he was in Montana. Not that there's any reason why he shouldn't be. but okay, Montana. The restaurant posted a photo of him with the staff where he's dressed in the comically oversized pants. He ordered their PB&J burger, which is local beef with cheddar and bacon on a peanut butter and grape jelly bun.
I don't like it.
I don't either. The owner said after he left, someone bought the seat cushion. He sat on a certain seat, and apparently there was some kind of cushion on it that was removable, and somebody bought it. What did they sell the seat cushion? And by the way, dumb dummy heads. That goes on eBay. You don't sell that to the guy who's like, hey, I'll give you this for it.
$50.
$250.
$251.
$300. That's another coin for Bob. She's got 2 points going into the final game later today.
Damn you, Bob!
So there you go. But they split the money between like the cooks and the servers and stuff, which is nice. I have here the second most expensive piece of movie memorabilia of all time. It went for $14.75 million. Anybody want to take a guess as to what it could be? $14.75 million.
A random thing from a movie.
Yeah, a random thing from a movie.
Millennium Falcon.
Oh, that's a good guess.
A lunchbox from the original Jurassic Park.
I'm going to say the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
All solid guesses. In fact, in the game I have coming up, we're going to find out exactly how much someone paid for a DeLorean. It is the original wooden rosebud sled. And by the way, it's not even the only one. They used a couple of them in Orson Welles' 1941 masterpiece, so they say, Citizen Kane.
No.
Some director, Joe Dante, has had it since 1984. It was given to him because he was a known fan of vintage films and they were clearing out some kind of warehouse. And he just sold it for $14.75 million. Now, let's go to the game. Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Hollywood High Rollers, how much are we willing to pay for movie props? I'll give you a prop and a price tag and you tell me if it's true or false. Dorothy's ruby slippers, $32.5 million.
False.
It's true.
Oh.
That is the highest price paid ever. This 14.75 is the second highest price for a prop and $32 million. In fact, didn't we hear that some mobsters tried to steal those because he thought they were actually made of rubies? Like there were some...
I don't remember that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I'd heard, or maybe I'd seen pictures of them where they were pretty janky.
Yeah, they're in the Smithsonian, the pair of them, so.
Yeah, I think there were like a couple pairs that had been made. They're just a sequined pair of slippers. But one pair of them sold recently for $32 million. Han Solo's original blaster sold for $1.1 million. True or false?
True.
False.
I think it's more. False.
It's true.
Ugh.
Sold for $1.1 million at an auction in 2022. Titanic's Heart of the Ocean necklace sold for $5 million.
True.
True.
False.
False is the correct answer. The prop itself didn't sell for that. A replica may have sold for that, but the one that they used as a film prop is worth nothing. It's worth something to somebody. But it's not made out of real stones. Marilyn Monroe's white dress from The 7 Year Itch. That's the one where she stands over the grate and the wind blows up her dress. Sold for $4.6 million. True or false?
True.
False. More.
True.
True. One of the most famous dresses in history. Sold at auction in 2011 for almost $5 million. $4.6 million. A full-size, screen-used R2-D2 droid sold for $2.75 million.
True.
True.
False.
True. Bob, you haven't got a single point in this one.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to know.
I mean, it is just guessing. We couldn't possibly know these
Still,
things.
Still, it's 50-50. I mean, you look at this point. Indiana Jones fedora. The real one. $1.4 million. True or false?
False.
True.
False.
True. You're on the board. You're on the board, Bob. The DeLorean time machine from Back to the Future sold for $11 million.
True.
True.
False.
False is the correct answer. It was sold for about $541,000. Audrey Hepburn's Breakfast at Tiffany's dress sold for just under $1 million, $900,000. True or false?
True.
The black Givenchy dress.
True.
False.
True. 06. And the Xenomorph costume from Alien sold for $4 million.
False.
False.
True.
False is the correct answer. About half $1 million. And let's see here. Bob, you lose hard on this one. But you are going into the final game today with two extra points for the stand, the year stand was, and for the cushion that you just got. Vinny, 4. Maddie, 6. You're on the show.
Yeah, I am.
He's on the show, yes, Maddie.
Vinny, what you got coming up?
Your cat after these.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God!
What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Alice
97.3.
Taylor Swift, You Belong With Me. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. That's us. Hi. It's all on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special.
Oh,
get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special. 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Great stuff this week.
Oh,
meet
it was
you there.
A fun week, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good stuff.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You know, it's all a blur. You get in here and you do your thing and then you leave here and you go, whew.
I'm telling you, you two were on fire this week.
Oh.
Fire.
We know Sarah's a kitty cat lady.
Yep, got two kitties.
Any cats for you there, Maddie?
I had one for a long time, but I'm not a cat person, really.
Oh, okay. All right, Bob, cats?
Bob, sure. Cats.
Okay.
You have a cat?
No.
Oh.
Give your cat some extra love today as it's International Cat Day today, everyone.
All right.
Why'd you think I had a cat? Do I smell like a cat?
No, it's cat day. He was asking everyone if they had a cat.
I thought you were like, yeah, Bob has a cat.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
Now, I would say most people who live in the city, it's probably an easier pet to have than, say, a dog. Cause
as long as you like living with cat poop.
Going down the elevator to let your dog get its final restroom for the night is a chore.
Yeah.
That can become a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs rule, cats drool.
Okay.
How very grown up of you. Good one. Great jeans.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, here we go.
No.
Oh, okay. Go on. What were you saying?
It's funny, though. That's what this made me think of, and I still have yet to see the ad.
Oh.
I understand there's a big fuss around those ads.
Yep.
Haven't even seen him yet.
I can see your screen from here, and earlier when you were doing a story, it was playing. The ad.
But the volume was off,
right,
wasn't it?
But it was there. I couldn't miss her.
Oh my God, funny. She's unmissable.
Sydney Sweeney's Great Jeans ad has been ruffling feathers.
Yeah.
So this Reddit post is making the news today. What's a small way that you won the genetic lottery? Someone asked people on Reddit, and they came back with a bunch of fun answers. Things that you feel like, this works out for me, and it's natural.
Mm.
It's just a part of me. Like, for example, I have enough room in my mouth that I get to keep my wisdom teeth.
Oh. That's pretty good. Oh, look it. Bob has all of her wisdom teeth.
And your teeth. Let me see you smile. Oh, and they're perfect. Did you wear braces?
Invisalign.
Oh, Invisalign. Oh. Good for you. Do you still wear an Invisalign at night?
Every night.
I wear mine every night, too.
Even if you didn't have braces or whatever, it's good to have a mouth guard to protect.
That's why
your
I use
grinding.
Mine. I only use the bottom, but I use it for that very reason.
Mm.
Because when I get stressed at night, I'll
grind
clench.
Your teeth,
I don't grind, but I will clench, and I'll wake up and go, sheesh. My jaw.
Mm.
What have I been doing? And it's because I'm like this. Grinding. Not grinding in that sound way,
right,
but just clenched. Terrible.
Oh. Mm.
Comes out that way. Stress, I mean.
So I guess that is a good, you know, you did win a jeans lottery there because everybody gets their wisdom teeth out.
Yeah, I've had mine out.
Mm, me too.
I have no leg hair or arm hair, so I haven't had to shave in 26 years, says this person. That's great.
That's huge. There are people who just are like naturally hairless.
A guy with a huge bladder says, I am the road trip champion.
Oh, giant tank. I'm not that.
You got a pretty big tank, though.
It's decent size. Thank you.
She'll sit in here sometimes for 3 hours of just guzzling mugs of coffee and water and then go, oh, I feel like I haven't gone to the bathroom in hours.
I should probably go do that.
What?
Mm.
Someone said, no matter how much ice cream I eat or how fast I eat it, I never get brain freeze.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. It's a weird one. I love Reddit.
Double eyelashes.
Oh.
I don't need to wear mascara. Thick. It's rare, but I have double eyelashes and
it's like a double row of them.
That was one of Edie's most outstanding features from being born. Now she's grown up and there's other stuff. She's a pretty cute kid, but she had these big long eyelashes as an infant. You go, like, oh, what is going on there?
Bad her eyelashes.
Big long eyelashes. And other people said, perfect teeth without braces, which is a gift, man.
That's me.
Good for you.
You never had any braces?
Nope.
You know, I didn't have braces either, and my teeth were fine, but now I have a snaggle tooth. It's just like coming. I was actually thinking about doing Invisalign just to push that guy back in. But, you know, I was with a bunch of family.
Yeah.
I was with a bunch of family. We all have it. It's crazy. Like Tucker has the same tooth sticking out. Brad, same tooth. My Penny, same tooth.
Jeans.
They're real.
Do they also have, what did you have the surgery for?
Oh, receding gums.
Did they do that too?
My dad did that.
Oh, your dad?
Or I think my dad did, but he got like stuff scraped off the top of his mouth. His was a disaster.
It didn't go well.
No, they never do. It didn't work. I was out for like 2 weeks. And then they took it all off and I'm looking, I'm going, nothing changed.
This story is one we know about, we've heard about. It's another one of those stories. And I just want to urge to people, despite whatever you think politically, don't touch people's stuff. Don't touch people's stuff. It's not the right way to make your statements. This person was the owner of a Tesla Cybertruck that was vandalized. As people watched this lady vandalize his Tesla, and she left a note behind that said, "How do you live with yourself and your small wiener?"
Oh.
So she's
like multi-layered problematic.
She's just clearly anti-Elon and wanted to make her statement. Meanwhile, this guy's like put it out on the internet. That's my car. Like I paid for that thing. It has nothing to do with politics. I wanted that car and that's the car I drive. And please, I just want you to pay for the damage you did to my car. She broke off both
the
side mirrors and then wrote that note.
Nothing about his wiener in it?
I mean, I don't understand why, you know.
He didn't feel like he had to defend his wiener.
He didn't say no. He didn't say like, and by the way, I'm fine.
I'll DM you. I'll give you a pic. Everything's
not a shower.
Anyway, the FBI is now involved. They're trying to find out who destroyed this. It's just one of those bummers. I saw the story and thought, I hate that. I know that Elon has made just an absolute fool of himself publicly.
Yep.
Despite being one of the smartest men probably on the planet.
Yep.
And yet, don't torture people's, don't ruin people's cars.
Feels like people are chipping the Tesla logos off their cars. You notice that?
I haven't noticed that, no.
I mean, I just feel like sometimes it looks like the back is much, like you can't see the Tesla logo. I haven't really noticed it on the front, but like I'll be driving through the city, I go, is that a Tesla? And then sure enough it is, but I don't see the logo. But I would think that's bolted on. Like, wouldn't you have to fill it then and paint it and...
I don't know about bolting, but sure, those things are definitely
permanently affixed.
Unless they're just stick-on things.
Just doesn't seem.
I don't know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A Florida woman's been arrested and accused of posing as a nurse and having treated thousands of patients without a license.
Oh, my.
Autumn Berdisa, 29, of Palm Coast, faces 7 counts of practicing as a healthcare professional without a license and 7 counts of fraudulent use of personal ID. She got an ID that she used to get herself this job. She went there every day. She worked. She was the only reason this lady was caught being a fake nurse was because they were about to promote her. And they looked into her history as they were getting ready to promote her and realized, wait a minute.
Oh.
She was supposed, she had a fake license and name.
Oh my God.
It had her first name. And so when they said, how, then there's a name discrepancy, she said, I just got married. I changed my name. And they went, okay. And they let her start working on people. She's never had a valid nurse's license.
And she worked in a hospital or a doctor's
worked in
office
a hospital.
Or, oh, my God.
She's treated 4,486 patients.
Jeez. Unbelievable.
And was in line for a promotion.
That she was getting.
So what do you think? Should we stop asking for people who are nurses to have to go get a license? Sounds like she was doing a great job.
Yeah, but she needs to have a... You need to go through some kind
of certification.
Maybe
you can YouTube, you know, how to be a nurse.
What a crazy thing that she was never, like, caught. She knew all the procedures. She that's crazy.
Berdisa went on to work at the hospital without scrutiny, and in January, she was offered a promotion, and that's when they had to look into her history and realize this person isn't who she says she is. And she's now under arrest. I imagine even if there were patients out there in the world, you know, everybody's farming a lawsuit. If you're someone who, you know, got worked on by her, you'd be quick to jump in on that class action.
I'll jump on there, sure.
Yeah, that lady, you know, took blood from me or whatever.
Right. That's kind of astounding. Like, I would actually think that they would do a more of it, or at least like call the school you got your nursing degree from.
There needs to be a new Berdisa rule, which is, we've got to check people out before we let them work on human beings.
Right.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. Come on.
When the movie when the movie Bad Boys was first being developed,
yeah,
the plan was to have John Lovitz and Dana Carvey as the stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
After some rewrites and some changes, it wound up being Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, and the rest is history.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of Bad Boys.
Yeah.
How many are there? At least three.
I think there's three.
Oh.
If I had to guess, I'd say there's three.
There are four.
Ah! Fudge.
So close.
My guesser's broken.
Mm. That's all right.
I think I only saw two of them.
According to an interview with Walt Disney in 1933.
Okay.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse are in fact married.
Oh.
They're a married couple. In case you were wondering, they're not just shacking up. They're official.
That's weird. You never see them together at Disneyland, so I wonder if they're separated.
Yeah, probably. What? I mean, it's a long time to be together.
On different,
no, they are absolutely still together. Come on, man. All right. Nothing else?
I mean, yeah. I thought they were brother and sister.
What?
I just, as I searched my soul right now, yes, I was like, oh, I never even really thought they were together. I just thought they were, you know, friends or siblings.
What?
I guess I just haven't spent enough time thinking about it, Vin.
ChatGPT.
Oh, hello, Cha-Cha.
Got a big upgrade yesterday.
I congratulated him first thing.
GPT. On what?
On the upgrade.
On the, you did?
Yeah.
So you knew about this.
Well, it was at the top of the page.
GPT-5 has just launched.
He says, yeah, all grown up, wearing my fancy five badge now. I feel like I should have a little graduation cap and be making a long self-congratulatory speech while you politely clap and check your phone.
It's supposed to be faster, smarter, and better at everything from writing and math to coding and giving health advice. They claim it also hallucinates less.
It got a couple things wrong on the height quiz. I'm like, give me some, you know, couples with height differentials. And it was wrong on a bunch of them. I was like, okay. Sometimes it just randomly screws up. And it's upgraded today. I was like, I didn't want to give it any crap. You know, it's the first day with the new number. But I did feel like, well, damn it. Now I have to do the...
Speaking of AI tools, is it wrong to use ChatGPT to help you write an obituary or a speech for a funeral for a loved one? Is it wrong?
No.
No.
They're actually encouraging people. Let this thing help you.
Yeah. It is helpful.
Put in the information about the person and let this thing spit out what it is you need it for, whether it's the obit or your speech at the funeral for your loved one. Let this thing help you. I was not mentally in a place where I could give my mom what she deserved, and ChatGPT helped me out. There are even funeral directors that are saying, this is the way. Let this thing help you. Yeah.
Put in the pertinent information, tell it you need an obit, and sit back and prepare yourself to cry over how heartfelt and touching it will be. ChatGPT has a soul, man.
Very, very soulful.
Okay. I don't use it like you do.
You should try it.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't really need it.
I don't need it right now.
I use it for stuff.
I know that you do. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh my goodness, the time just flies by. The singer we want on our road trip, if we can only have one.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.